Welcome to Friday Night Party Line, episode 70, with Sherba.
G'day, what's going on?
Guest, Nathan Naito Malin.
Don't even bother with the name, nobody can pronounce that.
Okay. Omar from Atomic Trivia War 9000 is on again with us. He hasn't been on since the whatchamacallit show.
The car show.
The car show, that's right. The show where we talked about the Geneva Auto Show. And if you managed to catch his voice slightly in the background, Thane is on the show once again.
How could this be?
How can this be? It's good to have you back on. It is really good to have you back on.
Strangely, it seems like the thing to do tonight, so.
Well, we're glad you could make it. And let's see here if I can get this thing back on here. Here we go. And I'm your host, Victor Frost. Like I said in the end.
Did you just forget who you were?
No, I had to. I have the camera on manual so I can cycle through you guys in an appropriate manner, and I just had to click myself. And anyway, this episode, if you paid attention during the last episode, is a very, very special episode. We're doing another one of our QI-style specials. It went just so damn well in the beginning of the year that I just couldn't resist. We have to do it again. And I couldn't be happier with the panel we have on tonight. It's going to be one hell of a show. So, gentlemen.
The best you can get.
So, gentlemen, shall we get started?
Yeah, that's literally the case, I think.
All right. We can finally get going in here. All right. So, let's start with a fairly recent story that came up in the news. The Oxford English Dictionary is regarded as one of the world's best English language dictionaries. What are some of the new words that have been added to the OED this summer?
You should demonstrate one, you know, isn't it like twerking or something?
I was actually thinking of twerking.
Already right out of the gates. Fade, you've got minus 1 point. You hit on one of our hot words that is minus one. Actually, no, twerking and selfie were actually not put into the OED, contrary to what was widely reported. In fact, it was reported by everyone from the BBC News to Reuters to NBC and the Chicago Tribune. Neither twerking nor selfie were added to the OED. They were, in fact, added to the Oxford Dictionaries Online. And there is a distinction. The ODO focuses on...
Quite a bit.
The ODO focuses on contemporary English and is updated generally more quickly, while it generally takes longer for words to make it into the OED. And while words can be removed from the ODO, once it's in the dictionary proper, it will never be removed. Would you like to know some of the words that have been added to the OED recently?
Sure.
This may aid my wild guessing.
Well, for example, geekery was added recently.
Geekery?
Yeah, geekery. Wow. Actions or behavior typical of geek or geeks. Obsessive devotion or knowledge to a particular subject or pursuit.
Now, I wonder what the definition for geek is in that dictionary.
It probably is. These are words that you need to have a subscription to the Oxford English Dictionary online to be able to access online.
It's the only source for the true etymology of words.
That's right, because Oxford English Dictionary has been basically getting words and researching words going all the way back to, I think, the 1500s. They started in the early 1800s, but they've been going after those old words. Another word we had, can you guess another one of the actual words that have been put into the dictionary?
Tweet.
Not recently. I'm drawing off of the list that has been published for words added in June. So, another word. I'll give you a hint. It pertains to a gaming kind of situation.
Weeping.
What?
Weeping.
I can't hear you.
Griefing.
Griefing?
Griefing.
No, I don't think that was on the list. The word epic is what I was thinking of.
I'm pretty sure that was already in the dictionary.
That was, yeah, that was probably already in the dictionary.
Well, yeah, but not this particular, not the particular use.
Okay.
Yeah, the definition added refers to a particularly impressive or remarkable event. Excellent, outstanding, awesome. Actually, one of the examples they put in is experiencing an epic car like the Nissan GT-R can have such an effect.
The Nissan what?
GT-R.
GTR.
Oh, GT-R, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fairly...
I still find that unnecessary completely.
And one more word that they put in is dad dancing.
I have no idea what that is.
What?
Dad dancing. An awkward, unfashionable, or unrestrained style of dancing to pop music as characteristically performed by middle-aged or older men.
So, it turns out that my style has a name now.
yeah, but that, I mean, it's just, I love, I saw this and I thought, oh no, there's no way. Actually, one of the websites that actually caught it was Slate.com. And they're one of, they're who I found out that this whole twerking or selfing thing was being misreported. So, you know, points to them. So, next.
Well, so the dictionary or the OED is different. That's the thing. I wasn't listening when you said OED.
Yeah. So, the world was rattled when a massive explosion occurred right here on Terra Firma. To what am I referring?
Burma.
I saw I kicked ass. My buzzer is terrible.
Okay, what's up? What do you got?
I'm thinking Tunguska.
Tunguska?
Yes, the famous Tunguska explosion.
No, I mean, yes. Like, this is something that happened this year. All of these happened this year so far.
Oh, wasn't that the meteor thing that crashed over Russia?
Sorry, Omar. You hit my little trap there for you.
We need more clues.
Well, actually, I think I gave you a pretty good clue. For one thing, I did specifically say it occurred right here on Terra Firma, which the Russian meteor actually exploded in the atmosphere, not on Terra Firma.
Yeah, you're right.
Any guesses as to the other explosion I could have been, I might have been referring to?
Turkey.
The Greek economy. Wait, didn't we do this for last time?
No.
Because I remember making that joke in reference to something that either exploded or crashed and burned.
No, I don't think so, no.
Things blow up all the time, you know? I mean, it's like,
All right.
Blew up. Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you guys a pass on this one. I'm going to give you guys a pass on this one. What I'm referring to is the nuclear test in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or North Korea. On February 12, 2013, North Korean state media announced that it had conducted an underground nuclear test, its third in 7 years. The nuclear device operated on a fission reaction at a maximum yield of 6 to 9 tons of TNT, if, in fact, it was a nuclear device at all. As of 2 days after the blast, Chinese, Japanese, and South Korean investigators weren't able to detect any nuclear radiation emanating from the site. So it may have been that 6 to 9 tons of TNT after all. We know how much North Korea likes to posture.
I thought you said it was a big explosion.
What?
That was in February. That wasn't like in August.
No, it was. I said it was this. I said everything on this. Oh, this is from this year.
Name an explosion in 2013.
I said,
my goodness, there's been dozens.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus's twerking video kind of exploded.
Yeah, twerking. I said that first. I should get the points.
Do you want me to buzz you again, twerking. Omar?
I don't think anybody should get points for twerking.
Nobody should get points for twerking. No.
You haven't seen me twerk. Scientific, man.
Scientific.
I set up perfect sine waves of clapping ass cheeks.
You're not supposed to clap together, though.
He hits resonance. All right.
I once accidentally tore down an entire club by pure resonance with my twerking.
A head of state was kicked out. A head of state stepped up. What head of state stepped down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Flaming. Stupid phone. Come on. Do it.
You guys can feel safe. You guys can feel safe in this one. There is no buzz answer this time.
So. Oh, it's okay. Julia Gillard, ex-Prime Minister of Australia, stepped down.
You know, I didn't know that.
Wasn't the dude from Iceland?
I'll give you no. I'll give you 1 point for that.
I win.
Hey.
It's okay, Morris? Don't worry guys. All of your points are going to charity.
Was it Mohamed Morsi? The guy who stepped down?
Actually no, Mohamed Morsi was the one that was kicked out.
For a second there, I thought you said the guy that founded Morrissey, and I'm like, isn't that just Morrissey?
Yes, yeah, Morrissey was kicked out of running Egypt.
No. Yeah, it was a military coup d'état. So,
nope. Very Bella.
I'll give you a hint. He was the guy who stepped down was replaced by a man named Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Oh, Berlusconi.
Right.
Berlusconi.
Mario Berlusconi. That's not his actual name. I'm just stereotyping.
That was like a unanimous answer. We should all get points.
You guys all get points.
I agree. Group effort. Together we'll beat this vile threat.
But really, you get caught with a hooker and you have to quit your job? It makes sense.
I hope especially you guys are actually talking about Pope Benedict.
Yeah. He got caught with a hooker as well, don't you know?
Yes.
God told him to step down.
Really, being part of the Nazi youth, was it enough you had to get caught with a Hitler? With a hooker?
I think you get caught with either one of those and you're in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that bagging Hitler would be cause to step down from your job.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. See?
He's a real hero?
Uh-huh. Okay, that's the episode title.
Well, is that the show? It's Friday. Remember we used to do that show Friday Night Party Line?
That's the episode title, yeah. he got caught with it. Oh, hello.
Hello.
No, go on in the house.
No,
we are, in fact, all real people, except Turbo.
It's true. I'm Australian. We're not people.
Yeah. Chirba isn't people. Alright. So you
give
each get...
Give me some more juice while you're at it.
You guys each get 1 point for that, except for Chirba, who already got 1 point. Where is that beeping coming from?
Sorry, that's me.
Okay.
Brilliant.
A lot of stuff going on here.
There's a lot of noises and stuff, but that's all right.
Yes.
Well, that's the episode title, isn't it? That's got to be the episode title. All right, so...
What a Hitler?
3D printers have been a favorite topic of this show, but what new breakthrough with 3D printing has got the ears of doctors world round?
Huh. 3D printing rats.
No.
It's always a good guess.
No, they're not 3D printing rats.
Probably something like bioprinting or something like that.
You're close. You're on the right. You're on the right topic.
I know that they developed some 3D print pieces for a heart thing for a valve.
I don't think
that's it, right?
The part of his question, though, I think he said the word ear, and I believe there was a 3D printed ear that someone used this year.
Yeah, you got it.
They're like a 3D printed cochlear implant.
Yeah, they've actually managed to 3D print the structure and the tissue to make, like, you know, the outer part of your ear for people who have suffered trauma that they've had to get their ear amputated or it was amputated by force. So
freaking science, man.
Which, yeah, freaking science.
Tell me when they're 3D printing livers. Because I'll probably need one by then.
Maybe.
I honestly want me one of those, and I know I'll only print, like, stupid doodads, but I really want one.
Stupid doodads? Yeah, 3D... Well, why don't you tell us, Thade, what have you printed in 3D recently?
Well, both of mine died. Both of my printers died.
Oh, no.
The next project is to take parts from both of them and make one that works.
Oh, that's cool. You have two of the same, right? Yeah. It's not like they're two different
right,
ones.
Thingamatics. I have two Thingamatics.
Mm.
But I might have some time to work on that soon. I'm actually changing... I'm leaving my law firm and going out on my own, so I should have some time.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be able to get those working again. In the meantime, let's move on to this next question, and this one is particularly ridiculous. In July, Chinese police spoke on how pleased they were with the efficacy of a new flock of recruits, describing them as being extremely vigilant. To whom were they referring?
Ducks.
No.
That's my buzzer now, I guess.
That was for Omar. That was for Omar. Sorry, you hit one of my traps.
That is bullshit. That, I call bullshit on that, dude. Ducks, really? Yeah, that is a bad word.
I thought someone might guess ducks. Yeah. Whoa. The crop duster or something.
I'm going to guess 3D printed rats.
One of these days, Tribba, you'll try that answer and you'll get a point, but this time, no. Sorry.
It's worth a shot.
Worth a shot, but not. It didn't pay off this time.
You're looking for the name of that Chinese hacker group?
No. I know who you're talking about, but no, that is not who I'm referring to.
AKB-48.
No, they're Japanese.
Yeah.
They might be spies infiltrating.
Isn't that an anime?
Shall I just tell you?
I think they'll want to, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
I will give you this quote, and it will become imminently clear. Among all poultry, geese are known for being extremely vigilant and having excellent hearing, said Zhang Kuasheng, police chief in Xinjiang, Shaowang County. In June, one gaggle...
kind of like geese.
No.
Yes, it's a small version.
A small version.
Their vision is fuck as well, dude. Come on.
Nope. Actually, literally, I had it listed as trap:... geese. So you hit it too perfectly, even if it was a guess. In June, one gaggle of police geese reportedly managed to snare a man who had broken into the local police headquarters to take a motorbike, the People's Daily reported. After drugging two police dogs and climbing over the wall, the man was about to make his getaway when he came face to face with some 20 feathered gatekeepers. The quote, the geese fanned their wings and began shrieking when they saw the stranger. The duty officer woke up, which I'm wondering, isn't that a bit of a problem? And the thief was caught red-handed. The people's
I see 20 of those fuckers coming my way flapping their wings. I shit my pants, dude. Right there, like explosive.
Oh.
I'm just trying to figure out how terrible of a criminal you'd have to be to get bloody laid up by geese.
No. I have to know what kind of criminal would drug actually the dogs and have nothing for the geese. Because if you drug the dogs, it means you scouted the place before. And you knew those fuckers were there.
Oh no, here comes the Rozzers.
Law enforcement agents actually said that the geese described the geese as a new highlight of stability maintenance work, and said that they had proven themselves better than dogs in tackling crime. So
literally everybody else in the world described geese as bastards.
Yeah, I mean, I personally do not like the geese. We have some geese on campus near the duck pond, and they are constantly being menaces. As opposed to the ducks who hunt the turtles, so.
And arrest criminals.
All right, so, lithium ion battery technology is amazing, but it's not without its problems. In fact, one particular problem with a lithium ion battery has influenced millions of travelers this year. What was it?
The 787 Dreamliner problem.
Oh, you got it!
Oh, crap. Snap!
Where's that freaking button? I had a button. Ding! Ding! Perfect. So,
not even any hesitation there. Just bam!
That's normally how I am. I just have to wake up a little bit.
So plus one for Thade, and you're leading the score tonight. You got a plus two. But yeah, 747. I was hoping one of you would say laptop batteries rather foolishly. But on January 16th, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner were grounded. They were all grounded worldwide over concerns about the safety of their lithium-ion batteries. The problem was caused by the cells in the battery overheating and catching fire. The problem was fixed, and they were cleared for takeoff once again in April.
That actually, way, way back in the day, there was the Sony problem in the early 2000s. But way back when laptops were like brand new, especially lithium-ion batteries, that happened to Apple. Actually, they had to recall, you know, and this was when they were not doing well. They had to recall millions of laptops.
Yep.
Yep. Because they were detonating.
Yeah. And then there was
just like a Tesla car.
Oh no, you're thinking of the Fisker Electrics, yeah.
Oh, it was Fisker, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, lithium is great, and it is it's like one of the densest battery chemistries we have, but it is, you know, as Rim on Geek Nights frequently says, the more and more energy you pack into a laptop, the closer you are to a bomb. So,
well, there's that FKCD where they point out that if you reach the cells, it's basically a hand grenade.
Yeah. So, one of Britain's great leading ladies died this year. She worked very closely with one of America's
Margaret
most...
Margaret Thatcher.
Mother.
Okay, I'm going to finish questions now.
I was on Academic Challenge in high school.
Oh, God.
Of course, that was before all of you were born.
Yeah, Margaret Thatcher. This is going by quickly, isn't it?
Yep. Now I know why you said it was going to take 15 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Next, I was hoping one of you would name any other British actress, but yeah, Margaret Thatcher. So, wave your rainbow flag high. What organization lifted its ban on gay members?
Boy Scouts.
Ding!
Really?
Really?
They allow gay members, but not leaders.
That's right. May 25th, more than 60% of the group's 1,400-member national council voted at an annual meeting at Grapevine, Texas, saying, quote, no youth may be denied membership in the Boy Scouts of America on the basis of sexual orientation or preference alone. It does, as Sherba said, still maintain its ban on gay adult leaders, though it is said that within the next year or two, that may change.
Hmm. Interesting note, I just saw on Twitter today.
What's going on Twitter?
The IRS has said that legally married gay couples in America now will be able to file as married.
Okay.
Which they had not been able to before.
Huh. Okay.
Well, that's that. Once the IRS says it.
Done.
Right. Actually, here's an interesting fact for you.
What's up?
One of the things the IRS asks you to declare on your taxes is illegal income.
Oh, yeah.
Illegal
income? And here's the interesting
thing.
Mm-hmm. They won't actually turn you into the cops. You can...
I don't know about that, but you have to declare it. Or it's another felony, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Out the phone. They that's how they caught him. So if they catch you by that, they have to give you the option of avoiding it. Because it's income. Embezzlement is still income, I suppose.
So if I sell like $5 million in like cocaine, I could just say like, hey, yes, I made $5 million on cocaine, here are the taxes, and I won't get processed for that.
Well, no, not via the IRS.
They'll turn you over to the police, I'm pretty sure. So you don't want to be that asshole in the office that allows people to sell like drugs to kids.
Yeah.
It's the IRS. I'm pretty sure they're already all the asshole in the office. And see, I don't have a problem saying these things, or neither does Omar, because we're not in the US. IRS can't do shit to us.
That's what Kim.com thought.
But I don't think the IRS was involved with the Kim.com thing.
You're correct, but it illustrates sort of the long reach, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, it's turning out more and more that they're reversing their decisions and they're being uncooperative with the U.S. now. New Zealand, I believe it was, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
No, but my country's totally U.S. bitch.
Where are you, Omar?
Costa Rica.
Oh, fun. Wow.
Yeah, they need us in Panama. So we're basically. Yeah.
So speaking of gay and homosexual rights
and bitches.
Do you know how many states in the US legalized same-sex marriage this year so far?
20.
No. Legalized it. What?
3. Let's go with 3.
5.
Sure, but are you guessing?
2. Yes.
Well, congratulations. 52. Your guess actually was right this time.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I ran a little poll among my esteemed journalism friends. And while many of them believe that there are 5, Rhode Island, Delaware, Minnesota, Maryland, and California, Maryland actually legalized it last year, although it went into effect in January. And it was legal in California, but it was made legal again thanks to the Supreme Court ruling. So, yeah, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Minnesota legalized same-sex marriage this year. So.
See, Victor, this just goes to show you should always trust foreign journalists rather than your local sort of fare.
Yeah, but you guessed, Churva. That's not exactly the height of journalism ability.
It's journalism at its best.
Journalism, it's an accurate guess.
You go ahead and tell Jason that. I'm sure he'll have some words. All right, and since we went so quickly, this is the last question, although I could probably come up with some more by looking at the 2013 Wikipedia page.
It went quickly because Thane just destroyed us.
I know. And he'll probably get this one, too, unless one of you guys is quicker. What magazine got a lot of heat when it glamorized, quote-unquote, the Boston
Marathon? Rolling Stone.
Huh. You know, we ought to do like Jeopardy rules where you have to wait until the question is actually finished.
I think it's a bit too late for that, don't you?
yeah, perhaps. I'll remember that for next time. But, yeah.
You won't have me back next time, will you?
No, you are always welcome on the show. Always, 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 always. But you get another point.
Oh, man.
So let me just do the little tally up here. Okay, well, order from descending.
Actually, before you tally up and before Omar goes, okay. Here's a very quick, interesting fact for you.
What's up?
Regarding game shows, Snoop Dogg is actually amazingly good at The Price is Right.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Isn't he Snoop Lion now? Not that
yeah,
he is
right.
Snoop Lion.
Yes, he is Snoop Lion indeed.
After a joint or two, he became Snoop Lion.
I want to be Thade Lion.
So
I already got my call.
Okay, Omar, for just to let you know, you got the least number of points. So he's going to start with you anyways.
As usual. I'm used to it. You know that?
All right. Well, Omar, I know you're heading off to do your Atomic Trivia War 9000 podcast with our good friend Jason. Do say hi for us, and we hope to have you back on the show soon.
I bid you farewell, adieu, my dear friend.
Catch you later, brother.
So Omar, as I said, has the least number of points. He has -1 points. Chirba, you and Nathan are actually tied with +1 points.
Nice.
And
wait, shouldn't I have +2?
No, you have +1.
I got
Wait, yes. There you go, +2. Okay, so Nathan, you have +1. Chirba, you have +2. And Thade, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have +5 points. Completely blowing away everyone else. I am so glad I was running the game and not playing, because
I actually feel suitably chastised, because 5 points is about how many points I got last time when I thrashed Rim. And
You got Rim.
I can't remember who else was on the show. Oh, God.
You got Rim. Good. But then again, you took the Minesweeper approach to it.
Yeah. Yes. Unfortunately, it didn't work this time. Everyone knows my filthy tricks. I have to figure out more filthy tricks.
Hacking into my Microsoft SkyDrive account to get my notes on OneNote, maybe.
Oh, you say that like it's something I have to do in future.
Ah, so that was a fun game. Let me see. How long have we been going? We've been going for a half hour. That's glorious. That's fantastic. That's half the show.
God damn.
So, on the last show, I mentioned sort of casually that after we were done with this game, each of us would talk a little bit about something that's gotten us excited recently. Whether it's a bit of media, a book we're reading, for example, or something in the news that's gotten us pretty incensed or excited or intrigued. So, since you won, Thade, I'm going to put the hot button on you. Since you seem to be so up on the news and such, and I know you do—you are a very opinionated and intelligent individual. Thade, what's got you excited?
Opinionated anyway. Well, I think that one thing I could talk about that's exciting is the D-Wave quantum computer. Have you guys been following that?
Oh, yes.
There's a company, D-Wave, that, and I can't remember the guy's name. It's an unusual name, but I can't remember it. But it seems like it's for real, that it's using a methodology of doing quantum computing that isn't, I guess, pure quantum computing. It's sort of creating an entanglement, and then I guess it's on a chip, and the entangled objects aren't disturbed, but what was it? They're being observed, I guess, from an approximation, so it doesn't disturb the entanglement, but the result is that you can get a very focused, super fast computer, and that's really exciting.
Yeah, actually, Google owns one, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Larry Page can, watch more of what we're doing.
Well, isn't that part of the, I mean, I would assume it's in the Google X labs, where, they develop all the neat stuff, like the Google Glass and things like that.
Man, I want to see the Google XXX labs, where they develop like new and interesting quantum pornography.
Using Google Image Search, they find them and the click through traffic. They find the most popular kind of pornography. Then, using cutting edge 3D generation graphics, they create porn customized towards your preferences.
Apart from the 3D graphic bit and the creating porn bit, kind of, we kind of already know what is most popular by region in the world for pornography, and I have a searchable list of this.
Actually, I think I saw a similar article, and it's like men kissing is the most popular type of porn in Utah, or something like that.
Oh. I remember seeing something about that.
And one can only presume that, well, the makers of pornography have not ignored this information and are actually creating pornography basically tailored to different regions from this. Because porn is cheaper to produce than ever.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm looking for an article. I know I've seen an article about this. Here we go. Found it.
That's why I was vamping for you, Victor, so you could find it.
Yeah, I found it. It's pornmd.com slash sex search. And you can see a interactive infographic showing the top 10 most commonly searched terms on porn sites over a six-month period. You can check out every state in the United States and then see what other countries around the world are searching for. Someone put some time into this.
It's Google and Graham, it's for ding-dongs.
That's... Oh, my God. Hold on, let me see this. I can't believe I haven't actually clicked through to this before. Wow, that is unexpected. I will let the audience, I will put a link in the show notes, but if for no other reason than curiosity alone, I implore you to check this out, because actually interesting is a word to use.
Would you believe I have pornography industry news in my RSS feed specifically for cool stuff like this?
Doesn't surprise me.
The adult movie industry is actually a really good thing to keep an eye on in terms of emerging technologies. 3D TVs showed up at AdultCon before they showed up at CES or E3.
Huh, let's see. So Victor is in California. The top search terms in California are Asian, massage, teen, MILF, and POV.
It's brony porn. I mean, it's got to be brony porn.
That wouldn't surprise me if it was on the list somewhere.
I'm trying to remember where Ohio is. I can't remember the life of it.
Oh, God.
We don't want to.
It's around one of the Great Lakes. There it is. I found it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did, because I'm still searching.
MILF, college, team, and then teen, cream pie, amateur, compilation?
Oh, there it is.
The boring. Yes.
Compilation.
Where's Costa Rica?
It's basically, it's where you get a whole bunch of short clips, put them together. Nate, where are you?
Massachusetts.
Oh, God.
I saw that just before, actually.
College is the number one.
Yes.
In math, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Most colleges per capita.
Turns out I have no idea where Massachusetts is either.
It's the one with the hook in the northeast.
Well, that's not so... It's the top dot.
Oh, top dot. There we go.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. College, MILF, teen, amateur, and POV. Very similar to California, except apparently you don't like Asians.
Apparently
you get
so.
Enough of them already.
Well, they like them. Whoa!
That was a bit much, mate.
Just a bit. All right, let's move along then, Cherba.
I was just browsing through places worldwide, and I just randomly hit upon Peru. Literally every single term for Peru has a translation after it in brackets that just says gay.
What?
Yeah, no joke. Perano, casero, cacheros.
Wow, really? Just, that is...
No joke, number four is just Bieber.
Just Bieber?
Gordos, wow. Abuelos.
Now remember, this is over a over a period of 6 months.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's move
through San Francisco. I'm going to Peru.
All right, let's move on now. Let's move on.
Yes,
Nate.
Let's...
Nathan, what have you got? What's exciting you? Apart from apparently pornography.
No, stop contributing to that list. Come on.
As pregnant as it is, really the only thing that's super lately is Google Glass.
The audience, of course, is no stranger to Google Glass. Having it been a topic basically every 2 months since it was first released or talked about or unveiled.
See, I don't know. There's this new thing called Metaspace or Metaspace glasses.
Oh, yeah, but there's a fundamental problem with those. It needs to be always hooked up to a computer.
Well, yeah, it's a different use case. But the thing that interests me about the Metaspace glasses, of course, is that they basically actually have the potential, unlike Google Glass, to live up to all of the hyperbole that everyone was talking about Google Glass before we knew what the hell it was.
That that panting you're hearing is the sound of Thade's adorable little dog.
It's a Boston Terrier. This is Dottie. Aww. He's the one that's been making all the noise in the background.
See, listeners, if you perchance have been paying attention the last few months where we've been telling you that you should check out the YouTube stream, this is exactly one of those cases why you should. So you can see Thade's adorable little dog.
It is gorgeous.
So I guess that only leads me. Well, something that's getting me excited recently has what?
This is not the first time this has happened.
What?
You forgot Churba.
No, we had Churba.
That was just a random interjection.
All right, Churba, fine. Go ahead. Sorry, I thought that was your, I thought the map of porn around the world was your thing, but go ahead.
Oh, no, that was, I think, months ago. Nah, man, it has come to my attention that a group of squids is not called a squad, and that shit is getting me heated, I tell you what. No, no, this is not true. Actually, we're having an election recently, and it is just given extra opportunity to find out more about our upcoming internet infrastructure update. That was a bit too much alliteration for my brain to process. But basically, we're getting a nationwide fiber optic network that goes to the home in every major city.
Oh, what?
That's impressive.
Yep.
We're basically,
if we don't elect the super right-wing conservative government, we are getting fiber to the home over the next 5 to 10 years to every home.
That's good. I mean, I know there's not as many people in Australia as there are in America, but there's still a lot of people and a lot of space to cover for that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It is basically, it would be like if you hooked up every single person in New York with their own personal fiber optic connection.
Yeah.
And I mean New York State, not New York City.
Maybe now you can get games sooner than 6 months after they come out here.
Yeah, right.
Or at least maybe
when I'm playing with Americans, when I do something in the game, it will take a little bit less than 6 months for that to show up on the other end.
Well, I mean, I have a pretty low latency connection at home, but it's still only 1.5 megabits. Like, the U.S. has just terrible infrastructure. And if we want to upgrade, it's like $60 a month for the next cheapest Fios plan. It's like just not worth it.
Well, at the moment, I'm paying about $130 a month for a cable connection that's pretty fast when I'm going to things within the country. But it's also going over old copper infrastructure. Like, some of the copper infrastructure that our internet travels over is about 100 years old. It is from not the previous century, but the century before that. So you can see why we need the upgrade quite severely.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is replacing those cables is expensive. I
mean,
mile down.
You actually make a surprising amount of money back by selling the copper back as a commodity.
That makes sense.
I mean, if it wasn't illegal to damage U.S. currency, I'm sure that's how a lot of people would be making money.
I don't think it's illegal to damage the currency.
It is.
I think it's illegal to damage it and then use it as currency.
It's illegal for you to destroy U.S. currency.
Well, considering that it's the government doing it in this case, I don't think they.
No. I'm saying that if it copper does have some worth, and if you wanted to make money selling copper in the U.S., a lot of people would want to turn to pennies.
There's actually surprisingly little copper in pennies.
I know,
nowadays.
But they'll do it anyways.
You'd have to get a shitload of pennies.
Yeah. Well, pennies aren't hard to come by.
To the point where I'm pretty sure it would actually be easier to just get a job and get money than it would be to spend all that money getting all them pennies.
Are you kidding me? Some people root through the electronic waste recycling places. Before the stuff gets recycled, they rip out the motherboards trying to get the gold off of them.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, yeah. But they're stupid, so... All right.
There's people who vote for Ron Paul, so, you know, I guess there are people who aren't dumb enough to do it.
Oh, dear.
One of my friends is, like, this diehard Ron Paul fan. He's also the only person in the universe who bought a Booyah!
Actually, no, one of my friends bought an Ouya.
Oh, Ben Heck has a Ouya, too.
I see them at GameStop all the time because I'm, like, one of the three people who still goes to GameStop. And I'm sad every time I see them on the counter. Like, why do you exist? What's your market?
They could have been a contender.
Yeah.
The Ouya is just a bad hardware with bad design, with bad marketing.
Not just that, it's really skeezy too, apparently. I was reading an article.
Oh, yeah.
To even turn it on and get to the home screen, you have to put in your credit card number.
Yep.
You can't turn it on without a credit card.
Yeah.
The Ouya?
The Ouya, yeah. Wow. You have to put in the credit card before it'll go to the home screen.
So, finally, my thing that's been getting me excited is a book up. Oh, okay. They just dropped that in for a moment there. The thing that's been getting me excited that I've been having a good time reading is a book by the comedian George Burns. It's called How to Live to Be 100 or More. Mm-hmm. And it's basically George Burns being George Burns. It's a funny book, and he's basically giving his sage wisdom on how to, you know, live a healthier life. He has a portion of the book is a sort of a dietary plan, and on Sunday he puts this down. He says, after eating all that food during the week, Sunday I eat nothing. I may have a martini or two or three, but no food, maybe four. I always like to end the week on a happy note, or five. So I've been really enjoying this book. It's George Burns. He's a classic comedian. He's fantastic, and I recommend this book to just about anybody who wants to get a good laugh.
My grandmother has that book. Guess how old she is?
100?
Yeah.
What?
Damn.
Wow. Nice.
I was about to say, did she get a letter from the Queen? No. Does she get a letter from the President or anything?
I don't know. She was on the Today Show.
Yeah, I was on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Which is about as good.
He's probably old enough to be on his own segment at this point.
I wonder if your grandmother sent a letter to the Queen, do you think that they'd send her back one of those your 100 centenarian certificate things, despite being American?
Maybe.
I don't know. Probably.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they won't check.
It's worth a shot.
Well, Americans can't get knighted, right? We're not allowed to be knighted.
You can't get properly knighted, but you can get an honorary knighthood or something like that.
Yeah.
But you don't get the title.
You don't get the title or the right to call yourself sir.
This has been a great show, guys. Especially Thade, who just rolled right through.
Oh, yeah. We got...
You guys
crushed us.
Crushed you like so many small bugs. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we end the show?
On behalf of Omar, I'm going to plug ATW9K.
Oh, because we don't do that enough?
Yes. And on behalf of myself, you should go out and buy the latest Humble Bundle, which is the Humble Comedy Bundle.
Because
It is excellent.
Yes, and if you pay above the average, you get one of Louis C.K.'s routines.
Give me a sec. Well, I'm just basically vamping while it loads. But if you pay pay anything up to $8.56 and you get Maria Vamford, the special, Tignataro's Live, Hannibal Buress, Jim Norton, and if you pay over the average of $8.56, you get Patrice O'Neill's Unreleased, Patrice O'Neill's Mr. P, and Louis C.K.'s Live at the Bacon Theater.
Louis C.K.
But seriously, do it.
Yeah, Louis C.K. is funny.
He's actually heavily inspired by George Carlin, who's still today one of my favorite comedians.
Oh yeah, he did a roast for George Carlin. He gave a speech about him. It was touching.
To get to pick up all of this nonsense, you can go to humblebundle.com is where you can get it. And I fully encourage you to, because it's great.
Yep. Nathan, what about you?
I don't know. I guess I'll plug the book I just read, which is Malcolm Gladwell's Blink.
Yeah.
And it's one of those books where it's like very pop science kind of, you can tell that there's not a lot of research and a lot of hard science in there.
He's not Steven Pinker.
It's basically about how we're kind of always, like, the subconscious process and how we're always thinking, even when we don't think we're thinking, and how we pick up on little details far sooner than we realize we do. They talk about this Ohio card experiment, actually, where there were blue-backed cards and red-backed cards. And I think it was the blue cards that gave out, like, a terrible payout ratio. And the red cards were, like, much better. And people realized this before they could articulate how they realized it. And it's an interesting exploration of how we actually think.
Huh.
And also, because not enough people are addicted to it, let's just talk about salty bet for a second.
Yes, salty bet.
Salty bet. Oh, man. For those of you who have been fortunate enough to not learn about this until now, I give you my deepest condolences, and I apologize sincerely for what you are about to go through. Salty Bet, for those of you who do not know, is a it's a single page online gambling site where you don't actually bet real money; you bet fake money. And what you are betting on, similar to a boxing match, is a fight between pretty much any sort of video game character you can think of, including some non-video game characters.
It ain't just video games.
Yeah.
The very first Salty Bet match I tuned into was... how to describe it?
Well, just tell us who was fighting.
Well, I also have to look up one guy's name, which is why I was vamping. It was basically Goku, who looked like he'd been kicked in the face and dropped in a puddle of rainbow paint, versus that potato-looking guy from Edvard Munch's The Scream.
No.
And surprisingly, potato-looking guy won. You wrecked him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had luck betting on Dragon Ball Z characters, but it is a very addictive game. You will find yourself losing a lot of time playing
and
it.
And fake money,
and you will feel like you've taken a personal hit losing that fake money. But it's fun, and it's a very good distraction. So it's definitely something to look into if you have time to kill. What about you, Thade? Have you got anything in particular you'd like to plug?
Oh, I guess if we're talking about stuff we're doing as a plug, the iPad game Ascension. Has anybody played that? Ascension?
No, actually.
Heard of it.
It's a multiplayer game. But it's really good. It's kind of like, you know, Money the Wasting, I mean Magic the Gathering.
I think I have the physical version of that game.
What's that?
I think I have the physical version of that game, the actual
version
of that.
It's good. It's
all back and you deal from that, right? It's like there's a roll. There's like a really tall deck, and you deal from it into a central row, and you like buy things, and you fight things. And
yes, that's it. Yes.
It's a fun game. You can figure it out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Money the Wasting,
what'd you get those at PAX?
Yep. Plus, there's about 190, maybe 200, just random cards that I haven't finished sorting. Sitting up in my bookshelf.
Don't worry, you don't have to feel guilty.
Of course I don't. I didn't pay a cent for any of them.
I paid for all of these. I'm a horrible person, and you should punch me if you ever see me.
Wow.
Good lord.
That's not even all of them.
Oh, no.
I advise you to go and buy Magic Jewels of the Planeswalkers 2014 on Steam. Simply because even if you do succumb to the Curse of DLC and buy all unlocked packs for the cards, it's going to cost you less than buying actual Magic cards.
Yeah. You can do all right with cheap decks, but the problem is it's a fundamentally broken game.
And plus, I can thrash you in Jewels of the Planeswalkers.
Probably.
Smackdown.
Actually, while we're talking about collectible card games and stuff like that,
the geek is strong in this one.
God damn.
What he is, as with the traditional Friday Night Party Line visual gag for an audio podcast, what Nathan just held up was a box of Android Netrunner, which, while I have no idea what the game is about, is apparently very popular. So
it's basically, it's like this cyberpunk-type future where corporations and hackers are against each other, and one side plays the hacker and one side plays the corporation. So you have one side that's setting up these servers and like protecting them with, you know, ICE, and you know, it's all very William Gibson and Neil Stevenson and all that kind of stuff. And the other side is the hacker, and they have like the hacking programs and the stuff on their computer, and it's entertaining.
Okay. Well, it's a very popular game, and if you're interested in traditionally geeky type games, you might want to check it out, or at least take a look at the box, read the back of it, ask people, you know, that sort of thing.
Let's see. I just discovered I can get the base set of Netrunner for $54, and then most of the expansions for $20 each, and the Creation and Control for like $40. So yeah, for under $200, I can have every card they've ever made, so I'm tempted.
Careful, because the base set does not come with every card in the base set.
I'm not buying fucking 8 base sets.
You only need to buy 3, supposedly, but I only bought one and I'm okay.
All right, so what I'm going to plug this episode is, if you live in Southern California, which I do, you may know of a station called KCET. They are Southern California's public television station, or one of them anyways. And what they've done recently is they've given up one of their cable channels. And what they've done with it is that they've given it to one of my favorite broadcast services, NHK World. So now, if you live in Southern California, you have access to Japan's public broadcasting service designed for English audiences, NHK World. It features one of my favorite news programs, which is Newsline, which covers the news every hour on the hour, convenient if you like actually watching the news, plus a smattering of awesome documentaries, feature pieces, things like that. And they also show, they occasionally show live broadcasts of, you know, important world events. I believe they showed the inauguration. And the inauguration of our president, not their prime minister. Oh God, his name is just completely slipping from my memory. But
Kevin Rudd.
No, what? No. On that note, if you are interested in news type channels, you should know that Al Jazeera is setting up a is setting up an English station for the U.S. They're getting their own TV station now. They're trying to get it for cable and satellite set up for here in North America and the U.S. specifically. If you're interested in foreign news services, you should check them out as well. Oh, and also check out Sounds of the Commons, my other podcast, where I cover some of the internet's best, at least I think so, Creative Commons licensed music. Music that is free for you to download and share and enjoy and use in even some of your creative projects if you are so inclined.
I'm going to have to listen to that show soon. I need some music for a project I'm working on.
Okay, yeah. It's just, there's I'm trying to get the episodes out every month. Didn't have much success this month. Had to schedule conflict with the artist we were going to interview on the show. But we will definitely have an episode out next month and month after that. So do check it out. Do stay tuned. Next month we're having a bit of a disco funk theme for the show. It's going to be pretty fun. Anyways, that is Friday Night Party Line, episode 70. Thank you guys, Cherba, Nelson, Thade, for coming on to the show. It has been
Nelson's
fantastic.
Not here.
Did I say Nelson? I meant you Nathan. Did. I'm so used to saying Nelson. Nelson actually has his parents visiting New York, so he's doing the showing them around the city type deal, I think. And,
it's not an excuse.
It's no excuse.
Get his parents on the show.
So thank you, Cherba, Nathan, and Thade for coming on to the show. I really appreciate you guys coming and making the show a smarter, better place.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And we'll see you next time. I'm, of course, your host, Victor Frost, and we will see you next time on Friday Night Party Line.
Yeah. I still changed my voice up a bit for the show. Like, I will actually raise my tone slightly and project a bit more because it makes it easier to understand my accent if I don't talk like I normally do.
So
I normally talk fast, low, and slightly growly.
So why don't you talk like you normally do? Give us some comparison.
Right, well, later on today, I'm heading out to Brisbane City. Oh, I reckon I'll probably swing by the comic book shop and fucking probably grab some pizza into that joint just down in the Winter Garden, you know?
Okay.
Didn't catch much of that other than comic book stuff.
I caught every word of that, but maybe that's just because I'm used to your voice.
yeah, you're kind of used to it.
Too. I don't have pants on.
Yeah. Oh, it's all good.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm sitting back from the microphone and not projecting as much as I normally do. If I got right up on the microphone, you'd be able to hear it a bit better.